Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Good morning, good morning, good morning. This is the day that the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. I want to welcome you to Prayer, Praise, Deliverance Ministry. We are a circle of friends. Hallelujah. And I want to welcome you to the broadcast this morning. We're here under the teaching and tutelage of Pastor Darlene Bunnett, a wonderful woman of God. Hallelujah to God. This is our power prayer. Well, it's Thursday. Hallelujah to God. And we're glad to be in the service. I think it's the 7th or the 8th day. I'm not sure if my watch is wrong. Hallelujah to God, but we're here. I want to welcome you to the broadcast. We'll be starting out here. Thank you, Jesus. This is the day
that the Lord has made.
I will rejoice.
I will rejoice
and be glad,
and
in,
be glad
it.
In it.
This is the day,
this
that,
the day that
the
Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. Hallelujah. This is the day
that
the Lord has made.
I rejoice
with
thanksgiving
in my heart.
I will
enter his courts with praise. I will say this is the day that the Lord has made. Oh, yes, we will be glad. Oh, we'll rejoice, for he has made me glad. Glory, glory. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Good morning, everyone. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning.
Yes.
We are down here back in the day, but they did not give me no clothes to get into this company here. So, just a little bit of your house to God. We thank God for everyone that's here. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Sing another song.
Thank you, Jesus.
On the power of prayer. Praying that
yes,
everyone had a holiday together for the 4th. And,
yes.
You know, we are blessed to be here. Hallelujah to God.
Yes.
Amen. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. What we want to do is I'm going to let my wife see God. She'll start the program here this morning and over here. So we'll start off a little worship and praise. Father, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God, we thank you for spirit by your power, Lord God.
Thank
we're
you,
glad
Jesus.
That we're here today, oh God. We came to worship you and praise you. Thank you, Spirit.
Yes.
Oh God. Oh God.
Thank
we have
you,
Jesus. Oh God. Thank you, Jesus. Oh God. Thank you, Jesus. Oh God.
Thank you,
Lord God. In the name of Jesus, oh Lord God.
Yes.
Oh God. Thank you, Lord. We came, oh God. We came to worship you and praise you. And to stand in the gap in the name of Jesus. So God, we came to praise you, worship you, we came to thank you in the Jesus' mighty name. Amen, amen, and amen again. Okay, well, you can start off and do it this praise.
Thank you.
And I'll be back.
Thank
okay.
you. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. God bless you, Apostle Horsley. We thank God for being here this morning. We want to give God the glory. We want to give him the praise, but truly, he is so worthy to receive all the glory and all the honor. And we do thank God, hallelujah, for his presence this morning. For he said, where there's two or three gathered, he'd be at our midst. Truly, we honor, hallelujah, the Holy Spirit. We welcome the Holy Spirit on this morning. And we do honor our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We do honor our great visionary, a great woman of God who lives the life of holiness. We thank God for our dear Pastor Darlene Bundage and to all the pastors on the line, the evangelists, the clergy, and everyone in their respective places. Truly, we do honor you, and we do thank you for not thinking it robbery to be with us on this morning as we simply lift up the name of Jesus, who is so worthy of all the glory, and he's so worthy of all the honor and the glory. Hallelujah. Every praise. Hallelujah. I love that song that say, every praise is to our God. I'm going to be reading our scripture of the week, Praise God, and it's found in 1 Timothy chapter 4. Verses 1 through 6, it says, Now the Spirit speaketh expressly that in the latter times some will depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils, speaking lies and hypocrisies, having their own conscience seared with a hot iron, forbidding to marry and commanding to abstain from foods which God created to be received with thanksgiving by those who believe and know the truth. For every creature of God is good, and nothing is to be refused if it is received with thanksgiving, for it is sanctified, glory be to God, by the word of God and prayer. A good service. If you instruct the brethren in these things, you will be a good minister of Jesus Christ, nourished in the words of faith and of the good doctrine which you have carefully followed. Praise the Lord. And we thank God for his word because we know God's word is blessed. And basically, I just want to deal, praise God, with this first part of the first few verses. It says, Now the Spirit speaketh expressly that in latter time some shall depart or some shall come away from the true gospel of Jesus Christ and giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. And in other words, people will now, which we know we're living in the last day, they are following heresies of falsehoods. They're believing errors. They're believing the false doctrines, which are of the devil in essence. Anything that's not in faith in Christ Jesus is of the devil, and we know that we must walk by faith. Hallelujah, and not by sight. We're not going to heed to what man say. I believe the word of God says, let every man be a liar, but let God's word be true. Hallelujah. And we know in the early church, there were various types of apostasies or heresies, as it were, where people were teaching watered down gospels. Hallelujah. They were saying, some of them were saying that Jesus did not come in the flesh. And then, of course, there was those who were called Judaizers. They was trying to mix Christianity with the traditions of Judaism. In other words, trying to make people feel that their good deeds would help them be saved. But how many of you know we are saved by grace? Praise the Lord. We are all saved by grace. Ephesians 2 and 8 and 9 says, well, it's by grace that we are saved through faith and not of ourselves. It is the gift of God. And the word of God gives us to know in Colossians 2 and 9 that in Christ Jesus is the fullness of the Godhead dwelled in bodily. So it's so important to understand that Jesus represents 100% God and also man. My God. St. John 1:14 says that the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. He's talking about Jesus there. And we beheld his glory, the only, hallelujah, the glory of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. So when these heresies, when we hear of these false teachings, we got to make sure that we back it up with the word of God. Hallelujah. The gospel is true, and we have to hold to the truth of the living God. And you know, it was said back then as well as it now that we don't have to live holy. It don't take all that prayer, they say. They say it don't take all that fasting. They say the same thing now. They say it don't take all this and that. But we know it takes doing these things and more, because Jesus himself said, be ye holy, for I am holy. Glory be to God. In other words, holiness is representing that we got to separate ourselves, saints, from the filth. Hello? 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 Can y'all hear me?
Yes, we can hear you. Go ahead.
Oh, okay, yes. Oh, I thought something was wrong. Well, it's so important, saints, that we make sure that our lives are separated from the things of this world. I love what Apostle Paul reminds us of in Hebrews 12:1. He said, lay aside, therefore, every weight and the sin that does so easily beset us, and let us run this race, looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. Hallelujah. It's so important, saints of God, that we present our bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable, which is our reasonable service, and not to be conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. Hallelujah. So it's so important, the only way our minds can be renewed and that we can stay, hallelujah, in the spirit of holiness is through studying the word of God. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Let's continue to hold on to the truth of the gospel. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. St. John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but shall have everlasting life. Jesus himself said in St. John 3:17, that he did not come into this world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. Hallelujah. Romans 10:9, give us more truth of the gospel. If thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in thy heart that God had raised him from the dead, he said, you shall be saved. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. I like what Romans 10:10 says, that, praise the Lord, for it is with your heart that you believe and you are justified, and it is with your mouth that you confess and are saved. It's so important to understand the truth of the gospel and to hold on to that truth. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Romans 10:13 says that everyone that calls on the name of the Lord, and that is in faith, shall be saved. It's so important that we remember Jesus also let us know in 1 John 1:9 that if we confess our sins, he is faithful, hallelujah, to forgive us and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Praise the Lord. We have to come to the Lord in truth. We have to come to the Lord in sincerity. We have to come to the Lord with a made up mind that we're going to serve God and we're going to reject, hallelujah, that which is false. We will reject the error, hallelujah, but we are going to proclaim the truth of God's word, and we're going to be saved according to the word of God, not into a man-made doctrine. We are not going to conform to that, because there are certain religions that let, and I'm sure y'all familiar with, they say you have to do so many Hail Marys, and you got to pray to the dead saints. All these things is not true. We have to learn to come to Jesus. Hallelujah. Jesus died on that cross, and he rose on the third day by the power of the Holy Ghost. So therefore, he made our access to God. Hallelujah. He did it so that we can have complete access to God. We don't have to go to a middleman to admit or confess our sins, but we have to come to God, hallelujah, in spirit and in true humility, hallelujah, and in true repentance. Repentance is very important in the life of a saint. Saints, that is the truth, because the word lets us know that God wants us to come with a heart of contrition, with a broken heart, a broken spirit, a spirit that would be humble and receive his way of salvation. Hallelujah. We have to forsake the evil. Come, in other words, we got to turn our backs on our sins. We got to turn our back on that which is not pleasing unto the Lord and turn completely to God and his way. I believe it's in Revelations, Jesus said, I would that you be hot or cold. He said, if you're lukewarm, I'm going to spew you out of my mouth. We're living in the last days, saints, and we know the enemy is coming to kill, steal, and destroy, which he's done from day one. Hallelujah. But we're so glad that Jesus is our rescue. None of us have an excuse to continue in sin. Glory be to God. But it's time for us to continue to walk by faith and not by sight. Glory be to God. I just want to conclude this in Matthew 24:13, which says, but he that endures to the end, the same shall be saved. Saints, we got to endure. We got to be patient in our trials. We got to be patient to hold on to the word of God in our trials, in our tribulations, in our troubles. Continue to seek God. Continue to turn to him, hallelujah, in the time of the seeming calamity, knowing that Jesus is our only way of escape. Hallelujah. Jesus said, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavily laden, I'll give you rest, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Jesus says, come and learn of me. Hallelujah. It's so important, saints, that we take time out every day and be still and know that God is God. Spend quality time with him in prayer. Hallelujah. Prayer is so important. Praying for ourselves, making sure that we are pure vessels when we pray for others. When we intercede, we want to make sure our lives are lined up first with the Lord. Then the Lord will, we know he'll hear our prayers because we are praying according to his will. So we want to make sure when we intercede, we are right with God. It's so important that we intercede for our family, saints. It's important that we intercede in our communities. We see so much going on, hallelujah, as Pastor Bundage so fervently preaches and let us know that we know we're in the last day and there's so much evil in the world, but God has given us the authority to speak the word of God, to decree and declare peace in the midst of our situation, to decree and declare salvation in our cities, in our family. We can speak the word. Hallelujah. The Lord said he sent his word and he healed them. But we got to speak the word of God. Hallelujah. We got to remember that we have the power. Hallelujah. To bind and loose. Hallelujah. We're going to bind the works of the enemy. We're going to bind the attacks of sickness in our cities, in our families. We're going to bind the spirit of division. We're going to bind that spirit of murder. We're going to bind up that spirit of committing suicide. Too many of our young people are being lost to that demonic spirit of suicide, and we can bind that spirit up. Hallelujah. Believe God. Lord, we bind that, cast it out of the minds of our loved ones, family, friends, or whoever God is able to deliver, and that we can decree and declare his Holy Spirit to take over the heart and mind of souls everywhere, boys and girls, men and women. Hallelujah. We got to believe God that he's able to change every situation, no matter how dreary or how bleak the situation seems. If we trust God and believe God and pray in faith, God is able to change it and to turn it around for us. He's able to transform situations. He's able to transform lives if we trust him. When we pray in faith. I've heard Pastor Bundage say it over and over again. Without faith, we can't please God. I heard Pastor Scholastica say the same thing. Apostle Horsley, we've got to pray in faith. And I know many of you know this, but we have to remember that faith moves the hand of God on our behalf. Even when you don't see it, Hallelujah. You may not feel like you're well. You know, you're praying for your healing and your back is bothering you, your feet, whatever it is. But you, in the midst of all that, decree and declare that it's by his stripes we are healed, knowing that healing also is the children's bread. Remember that God is the God that healeth us. He is our healing Savior. He can heal from any situation, whether it's physical, mental, financial. God can do it. Relational, relationships, God can heal that too. There is nothing too hard for our God to do, saints. Just remember that this is the confidence that we have in our prayer time, knowing that when we pray, hallelujah, according to the will of God or to the word of God, we have the petitions that we ask for. We know it already, that it's already done, because we are praying according to his will. Praise the Lord. And when we are praying according to his will, of course, we know we're praying according to the word of God. The Lord said, the Lord lets us know, hallelujah, he's not come to do us evil, but to bring us to the place of prosperity, health, and wealth. This is what God desires for us. The true riches, you all, hallelujah. Remember, the true riches are the spiritual ones, and it's through the spiritual ones that the Lord bless us, even with the natural ones. But it's so important to make sure, the Bible says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and all of his righteousness, and then everything else will be added. So let's hold to the gospel. Let's don't hold to the doctrine that we can live any kind of way and think we're going to make it in. That's not true. Hallelujah. The Lord says, if you abide in me and my word abide in you, no, but we got to continue to hold to our faith. We got to continue to pray, continue to intercede, continue to read the word, continue to fast, continue to consecrate yourself every day, continue to seek after righteousness every day, continue to do those things that you know is pleasing unto the Lord. Hallelujah. Keep on giving of your time, giving of your talent, giving of your treasure to the work of the Lord. Glory be to God. We love you, and we're going to pass the mic to Apostle Horsley. You still there? Praise the Lord. Okay. Pastor Bundage, did you want to make any comments before we go further? Praise the Lord.
Well, okay. I just want to thank you for the word this morning. Mm-hmm. I mean, so share the word and help us to stay focused on what God would have us to do, and that we have the power and are living in the last of the last days. And Lord wants us to be diligent.
Yes.
His word. Mm-hmm. So thank you so much, my sister.
Yes. Amen. Amen. Okay, and at this time, what we're going to do, if y'all don't mind, I just feel led of the Holy Ghost, that if everybody don't mind, can you unmute, can the phones be unmuted, and let us come together and let's just worship the Lord. Let's just thank God for what he's already done. And then we're going to get the petitions. We'll take your prayer requests. But I just feel in the spirit that he wants us to praise him for what he's already done. Come on, saints. Let's get on one accord and give God the glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. We thank you and we praise you for all that you've already done. We thank you, Jesus, for taking us on the dangerous highway to salvation. We want to thank you. God is so thankful. We thank you for your faithfulness, God. Morning by morning, Lord. New mercies we see, Lord. Come right now to say, we come right now to let you know
Thank you for your word.
Thank you for your word. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord, for all that you're doing right now in our lives. Thank you, Jesus, for the benefits, O Lord God.
Thank you, Lord, we praise you for the protection, we praise you for her army danger.
We thank you for the blood. Your majesty,
Thank you for the blood. 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 Thank you for the blood.
For his goodness, his grace, his mercy. I want to thank God for the prayer, and I have a testimony this morning, my praise report, that I thank God that I'm in all of my life here to see what he's doing. Hallelujah.
Yes.
In the room and all the natural room, that what he's doing in the life of my family at home. God says, love starts within first, and he always starts from the inside. And, you know, from the inside, and it comes outward. And so we have to love right in our family situation, the people that are the heart to, you know, to hallelujah, to believe us and to trust us, you know, because they know the fact that we once lived before, so that, you know, that will always try to come up. The enemy will try to come bring that back up in their lives about how can we say something to them from the way that we used to be, but we are new creatures in Christ. Oh,
hallelujah.
Yes. In the name of Jesus. Thank God. It's been a while I've been seeing
his
life, my daughter, and our relationship are closer. The grandkids, our relationship are closer. You know, her husband, our life are closer in the to start within before we can go out to do anything. How can we go out and minister the word of God to somebody and our homes are lacking? So God wants us to start right where we at, where we are in our homes with our families and our children's lives and stuff. So I just thank God for the victory in the name of Jesus that I took that thing, and I also do what I'm supposed to do on the outside and, you know, ministering to people out there. But charity starts at home first. It starts at home first to do what we can to bring our families closer together, continue to pray for our family members, the ones that are lost. And I thank God for my nephew, James, hallelujah, that's rebelling, hallelujah, and for his reasoning, he mad with God, an unforgiving spirit. I thank God for bringing and drawing him closer. I thank him for, hallelujah, early release for my nephew that's in prison, early release for him. I thank him for my family members, unity in the body, I mean in this house right now, for unity in the body, you know. And I thank God for my strength, pray my strength in the Lord in Jesus' name. Amen.
Yes, thank God. Thank God. Amen. Praise the Lord. To God be the glory. That's powerful. Does anyone else have a testimony or need a prayer, or have a prayer request?
Good morning. Yes. This is Chris.
Oh, praise the Lord, woman of God.
Mm-hmm. Good morning. I just want to thank God. Well, I have a praise report. So yesterday, you know, I have a clothing store. So yesterday, my first client of the day, I got to my store, and, like, I have this counter, like, that I had a lot of packages in my hand. So I came in the store, I put my packages down, and I put my purse down. Now, the first client of the day, I guess I was walking around, I still had my purse up there. It was a young guy. He stole my wallet out of my purse. Now, I have cameras all in my store, and, like, the TVs in my store was off, so they couldn't see that the cameras was still rolling. So I called him and I said, I need my wallet back. I'm going out of town today. I need my wallet. I got my ID, like all my stuff in there. I only had like $160 in there. So I told him, I'm like, you can just keep the money, just whatever. I need my wallet. I was like, you can take it to the gas station, put it somewhere. So luckily he answered and he was like, man, I can't believe I just did that. I can't believe I just stole from you like that. So I just thank God for favor and grace and mercy that the young boy, he took my wallet to a gas station and allowed me to go pick it up, and he returned my money. And he was like, he wasn't raised like that, and he apologized. And I just thank God for favor, grace, and mercy that, you know, he would just keep you. You know what I mean? Because it could have been way different and been worse than that. And I just thank God. I was just like, Jesus, thank you, Heavenly Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
It's a grace upon our lives. I just thank God. I just thank God. I just thank Him. I thank God. I thank God. I thank God. Yeah, God is so wonderful and so merciful. I just thank Him. I just thank Him.
Yes, God.
Yes. Yes. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for turning that
around. What a mighty God.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
What a good
I had
job
to drive to the airport to get my wallet, but I just thank God all the way, you know, because I was getting aggravated. And I was like, let me calm down. Let me calm
That's
down
because right.
I don't want to, like, you know. So, yeah, I just thank God for that. And I have a second praise report. Like, today I'm flying to D.C. I'm flying. An artist from Nigeria. I just thank God for allowing me to follow my dreams and just, you know, just I just thank him for the mercy and the grace that he has on my life to just keep elevating me and just taking me to the next level. And I just thank God for that.
Yeah, beautiful. Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
I thank you for everything. I thank you for everything you're doing in my life, even the things that I can't see. I just thank you, Lord God, for just working it out for me. And I just thank you for preparing that table for me in the presence of just everybody. And I just thank God. He's so wonderful, and I just want to share that with you guys.
Hallelujah. I'm glad that you shared it. Hallelujah. Because we overcome by what? The blood of the Lamb, the word of our testimony. Hallelujah. Amen.
Hallelujah.
I want to thank God. I got a testimony. And I thank God for everyone praying for my sister. She had called me. That God is awesome. God is awesome. I want to make this real quick. God is awesome. I was laying in the bed. I had a dream that my uncle's house where we stayed at the family reunion, he was saying, what kind of car does your sister have? Regina's her name, the prophet asked everybody to pray for. She had called me up the day before. So, matter of fact, that day there, she had called me up. And she was lost. She's up in age. And she couldn't figure out where she was. And she was going through a panic attack. And I tell you, saints of God, these days that we're going through right now, for some reason, the pressure's on all the saints of God. If you name the name of Christ, you're gonna get some pressure. And we talked to her, and we had tried to figure out where she had, but I said, we pray. And I had her sister, she was telling me all the things that the adversary was doing. I told her, they're not greater than God. I don't care what you're going through. God is the Alpha, the Omega, the beginning, the end. Nobody just can't have no more power than God. He's the ultimate. So we prayed for her. You know, we sung the song like we do here on the broadcast, and we prayed, and we just put everything in the hand of God because we're all the way over in South Carolina. And then she said, okay, I'm feeling better now. She said, okay, I can just about figure out where I'm at. So you know how it is. We hung up the phone. But then we have her coming home that day, and you know, you're concerned because I told her to call me back when she get home. But she went home. She had a nice time, called me up the next day. You know, I called her. She finally called her. She said, my goodness. She said, well, thank God. She said, can't the servers and can't nobody do you like Jesus? She said, everything cleared up. She didn't even believe that day had happened like that day. Things were so clear. Everything was working smooth. So I'm saying that day, that's my testimony. I want to thank God for the prayer because prayer, he's a present help in the time of trouble. And when she called me up, she said, I love him there. He said, he's right there because God said, I'll never leave you or forsake you, even until the end of the earth. So I thank God for that day. You know, I thank God for that. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
I give him the honor and the glory.
Oh, yes, hallelujah.
Hey.
Glory.
Yes. We give him praise. Amen.
This guy.
Amen. I want to request for my niece. Her name is Yvette. She has some mental issues that she has a lot of anger and bitterness in her heart. And her judgment is turned backwards. And so we just want to pray for Yvette that God will heal her and that she will receive Jesus as her Lord, Savior, and King. So we'll put her on the prayer request list today. Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Good morning. I just give God praise for all he's doing in my life. And I have a prayer request. I want a prayer request for Eddie. He's a over, way, way overweight, and he had just got out of the hospital, and he fell at his house and broke and fractured both of his ankles. So he went had to go back to the hospital, and they don't put him back in therapy. I also prayed for my sister Gail. She had a doctor appointment this morning that she get a good report.
Amen.
What was her name? Get the name. Can you give the name again, Sister Marie?
Gail. G-A-I-L. Gail.
Oh. Okay.
And good morning, everyone. Have a good day.
Good morning. This is Sister Sheila. I'd like for y'all to pray for the Santa Maria family. Sister Walter, she was on another prayer line I was on, and they said she was from New Orleans, and she was in an automobile accident. And if y'all could just pray for the family and continue on praying for my brother, Freddie Leggett. Thank you. Have a good day.
Amen, Timmy. We set the bell.
Good morning.
Good morning. Go ahead, Sister Mary.
Yes, good morning. I wanted to give a quick praise report. Went home to a family gathering. I was able to see my sister Peggy. She's not all the way there, but she's on a good road of recovery. Thank God for you all praying for her and continue to lift her up through her mental state. She is, taking her medicine, and she's on the road of recovery, and we continue to pray that she is in a home, placed in a place that she is content, can continue her healing. And also a prayer for myself as I make a major dental decision, and I just pray that all things work together, work for me, and financially and the healing process. So I thank God for your prayers, and I'm just so blessed this morning by the testimony of what God is doing and can do, and He does a work expediently. So God bless each of you. I love you. Thank you.
Amen. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Now someone else. Thank you. Glory to God. I'm excited. Hallelujah.
Yes.
To hear about our testimonies and the prayer requests. Hallelujah. Amen. Let's continue. Yes. Hallelujah. I get excited.
Hallelujah. Good morning. It's Scholastica. I just thank God for the prayer and for the encouragement of the word. And if you would please pray for my niece's husband. His name is Rati. He is in his late 20s, very young, and started having blood clots, and now they say he is in ICU. He can't even move or whatever. But I know God is a healer to heal him, mm-hmm. and his wife is expecting, and they have two little kids. So for God to heal him. And mm-hmm. my grandson, Dominic, I'm not sure what it is, or maybe something was in his shoes or whatever. He has, his skin is like peeling, like dry and peeling, for God to heal him. And just continue praying for the families. In Jesus' name, amen.
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 Thank you, Jesus.
All right. Well, praise the Lord. We're getting near the last quarter of the hour. I'm going to go ahead and talk a little bit about what we've been focusing on these shootings. I mean, we cannot give up. I mean, these demonic spirits are relentless. But we have the power. We have the power in the name of Jesus. We have the power. It's in the name of the Lord. And we know that we have the ability to overcome all things and to destroy the works of the devil, because the devil is out there. We're not going to be misguided or misled by any unsound doctrine or things that people put out there. We're just going to continue these prayers because we know that God wants us to pray. We want to I'm going to read this word, Isaiah 55 and 11. It says, so shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereto I sent it. So we pray, we want to pray the word of God. The word of God is what makes the difference. We want to put the word out there so that it will make a change in our nation. And so 1 Peter chapter 2 says, I exhort therefore that first of all, supplications, prayers, petitions, and giving be made for all men, for kings, and for all that are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and honesty. For this is good and acceptable in God, our Savior, who will have all men to be saved and to come unto the knowledge of the truth. So we pray for our leaders, the leaders of our country, the leaders of our the states, the cities, that's the governors, the mayors, whoever's in some kind of leadership role, that we pray for them. We need to pray for them because they're part of the problem. They have caused chaos across this nation. The chaotic demonic spirit is out there, so we bind up that demon of chaos. We lose the spirit of peace. We lose the spirit of unity because God would have us to be on one accord in this city and the states and the country. So we're going to pray this morning, and when we pray to bind up this mass shooting demon, we're going to bind up the demon of murder, the demon of Cain, and loose the spirit of peace, loose the spirit of joy, loose the spirit of salvation. That is important, that people come to Jesus Christ. Because we're living, as I heard our evangelist Wonderland speaking today, we're living in the last, so we're going to get together once again today, and we're going to pray. Pray for these requests that have been put out there. You know, God answers prayer, and we're going to continue to see and hear the testimonies. In fact, this last mass shooting up in Illinois, the guy who did that, he had planned to go and shoot some more people in another state. But God, you know, I believe the prayers are making a difference. It could have been worse. Each and every time, we just look at the best part of what happened because God is right there. So we're going to thank God for him not being able, going through with his plan to shoot up another some more people in another state. So we're just going to go ahead and pray this morning. So let's come together. Hallelujah, Jesus. Lord, we thank you this morning.
We
praise
you,
God, because you are the God. So we can trust you, God. You're
the
Jesus, Lord, we pray, O God, for the young man, O God, who fell and broke his ankles, Lord. We know that you are healing him. O God, by your stripes, we are claiming healing. In the name of Jesus, O God, we pray, O God, forgive Sister Gail's favor.
in the court situation, God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we pray, O God, for the young man who's still receiving trial, O God. We pray for Sister Scholastica grandson. We are right now in the name of Jesus. By your stripes, and they're calling him healed in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you for all that you are doing, O God. Lord, we pray right now, Lord, that you would, God, oh God, she's on the road of recovery, Lord. We pray that you would sustain her heart, sustain her mind, Lord. Help her keep her mind on you, Jesus. Oh God, favor with the Holy Spirit. Oh God, let your spirit, oh God, dwell in the hearts and the mind of your people to bring deliverance, to bring salvation, to bring transformation, to bring forth change. Lord, we pray against that spirit. We come against that spirit of murder. We come against it in the name of Jesus. We bind it up right now. And Lord, we pray, oh God, that you would lose that spirit of salvation.
In the north, south, east, and the west, loose your spirit of healing, O God, in the name of Jesus. Meet every one of the needs of the saints, the Most High God. Lord, we are depending on you, O God. We know that you're able, O God. Oh, God, whatever is wrong, Lord, you can make it right, Lord. Crooked path, oh God. Make the crooked path straight, Lord. Heal, deliver, save, and set free everywhere, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Remember our families that need to be delivered. So many of our family members need to be saved, Lord. We pray for family salvation. Oh, God, only you can do these things. Nothing is too hard for me to do. Lord, we pray for the young sister in the accident. Oh, God, Sister Sasha Maria, Lord, we pray that you would heal her body in the name of Jesus. We pray that you would, oh, God, give her a supernatural healing for your honor and for your glory. Lord, work it out. Heal the young man, oh God, that broke the ankle. Lord, we know that you're able to give him a speedy recovery. In the name of Jesus, nothing is too hard. And we give you, oh God, every unspoken request. In the name of Jesus, you know all things, Lord. Meet every need for your honor. Meet every need for your glory. In the name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus, in the healing name of Jesus, in the immaculate name of Jesus, in the holy name of Jesus, we pray. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
We thank the Lord for all the prayers and all the praise for the work of God. That is truly blessed. We thank God for our Evangelist Wonderland and Apostle Horton tag team is what I call them. They are doing a wonderful job, and even on yesterday, Sister Chris and her leadership, and then our Sister Marie on Monday. We thank God for everyone who is doing a work here. Our Sister Gladys, when she, you know, she has her turn, Sister Mary, and then Apostle Horsley. We just thank God for each one and all the saints of God who are here each and every day. Your unity in the spirit and your diligence to continue to come, the faithfulness to the work of the Father. We appreciate that. And God, I know, is pleased with the fact that we do come together and we're in agreement with his word. So this morning I
cover and seal all prayers with the blood of Jesus. And I decree for every brother and sister in Christ that all the evil and wicked words that have been spoken against us, we reject those words, and they shall not come to pass. We send them back to the sender because we are covered by the blood of Jesus. I decree this morning that our victory is right here, right now, in the name of Jesus, Lord. I decree this morning that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. I decree that we know that all things work together for the good of them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose. Hallelujah, Jesus. And I believe that we are the called according to his purpose. I decree that we see our breakthrough today, whatever it might be. I decree this morning that you have been, God has given us power to get wealth, and our businesses are flourishing more than we can ask or think. Millions of dollars are coming to somebody's business, hundreds of dollars, hundreds of dollars, according to our faith. Let it be done unto us. I decree that we have on the whole armor of God, and we are blessed and cannot be cursed. I decree that we will continue to resist the devil and he flees. And as we're going through our fast these next 2 days, that we will continue to seek the face of God and hear his voice clearly and walk in the path of righteousness and know the truth and not follow anything that is not of God. I decree this morning that we are the lender and not the borrower, and that our bodies are healed by the stripes of Jesus. I decree that we love God and we keep his commandments because we are anointed by God to do his work. I love each and every one of you. Thank you for loving me back. Thank God for just helping us to love people who are hard to love, and that they will be drawn into the kingdom through the love that we share with them. That is what drew us. By his loving kindness, the Lord drew us to himself. So this morning we decree that the word of God is a lamp to our feet and a light to our path. We will continue to walk by faith and not by sight. Amen. Everybody have a beautiful day. Come back tomorrow. Bring somebody with you. Let them know what we're doing here and that God is doing a great work in and through each and every one of us. So once again, I love you. Go in peace and be whole. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We're so grateful for each and every one who has joined us today. There may be somebody out there that has not received Jesus as your Savior. We invite you to do the sinner's prayer with us today, and then you will be saved. As you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart, if you repeat after me, dear Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to forgive me of all my sins. I confess with my mouth, I believe in my heart, that Jesus died, he was buried, and he rose again. I ask you, Father, to help me to grow in the things of God. We thank God for each and every one who did the sinner's prayer. The angels are rejoicing, and we rejoice with you. What I suggest is that you find a good Bible-teaching church to attend in your region. Find a church that will teach you about Jesus and his love, so that you will be able to grow in the knowledge of the truth. If you desire to send a donation, an offering, a love offering, anything that will support our ministry, you may send it to Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministry. The address is 1698 Cheryl Lay Drive. The street is spelled C-H-E-R-Y-L. Second word is L-E-I-G-H Drive. That's 1698 Cheryl Lay Drive in the city of Riverdale, Georgia. Zip code 30296. If you desire to listen to a session after we're off the air, you can log in to blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Once again, that's blogtalk.com, prayer, praise, deliverance. Or you may dial the number 605-313-4929. The access code is 278-961-POUND. Select the pound sign to listen to the current session. And if you want to listen to a previous session, please call me or send me a text. My number is 904-859-1022. Once again, the number is 904-859-1022. I declare that the plowman overtakes the reaper in your life, and you live in continuous abundance. I decree that no weapon formed against you shall prosper, and the blessings of the Lord continue to overtake you as you live for Jesus Christ. Amen.